Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition and hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about one of the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra sallamullah alayha. As you know, right now we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiya, and these are the days in which we followers of the Ahlul Bayt, as well as those who are fond of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Because as you know, these days they fall between two very important and significant days. And regarding those days, it has been transmitted that one of them is the day in which that noble lady departed from this world achieved martyrdom. And because of this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and very sad day. In this beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said the following while addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said, "O Ali, that which the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha asks you to do, you should do it. You should do what the Lady Fatima al-Zahra asks you to do. The reason for this is that I have commanded her to do those things which the angel Gabriel himself has commanded. In other words, the angel Gabriel came and he conveyed certain commands to me, and I conveyed those commands to my daughter, the Lady Fatima. So if she asks you to do something, in effect, it is not her who is, asking you to do something on her own behalf. Rather, she is simply conveying the commands which I, conveyed to her, and which I in turn received from the angel Gabriel, who obviously received from God. So therefore, her commands and her requests are actually the requests of God, and they are binding upon you." This shows us the high stature of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in that, her knowledge, the knowledge that she received was, directly taken from the Holy Prophet, and which in turn was taken from God through the angel Gabriel, and we can also understand from this that the commands and the admonitions and the requests that have been transmitted to us from her in the form of these hadiths that we have, all of these are significant, and we can act upon them because they are not her own personal opinions or her own personal requests. Rather, they are requests that God has given to her. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد